Chapter 12. And a great sign was seen in the heaven, a woman arrayed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And being with child she doth cry out, travailing and pained to bring forth. And there was seen another sign in the heaven, and, lo, a great red dragon, having 7 heads, and 10 horns, and upon his head 7 diadems. And his tail doth draw the 3rd of the stars of the heaven, and he did cast them to the earth, and the dragon did stand before the woman, who is about to bring forth, that when she may bring forth, her child he may devour. And she brought forth a male child, who is about to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and caught away was her child unto God, and his throne. And the woman did flee to the wilderness, where she hath a place made ready from God, that there they may nourish her, days 1260. And there came war in the heaven. Michael and his messengers did war against the dragon, and the dragon did war, and his messengers. And they did not prevail, nor was their place found any more in the heaven. And the great dragon was cast forth, the old serpent, who is called devil, and the adversary, who is leading astray the whole world. He was cast forth to the earth, and his messengers were cast forth with him. And I heard a great voice saying in the heaven, Now did come the salvation, and the power, and the reign, of our God, and the authority of his Christ, because cast down was the accuser of our brethren, who is accusing them before our God day and night. And they did overcome him, because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life, unto death. Because of this be glad, ye heavens, and those in them, who do tabernacle. Woe to those inhabiting the land, and the sea, because the devil did go down unto you, having great wrath, having known that he hath little time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast forth to the earth, he pursued the woman, who did bring forth the male. And there were given to the woman 2 wings of the great eagle, that she may fly to the wilderness, to her place, where she is nourished a time, and times, and half a time, from the face of the serpent. And the serpent did cast forth after the woman, out of his mouth, water as a river, that he may cause her to be carried away by the river. And the land did help the woman, and the land did open its mouth, and did swallow up the river, that the dragon did cast forth out of his mouth. And the dragon was angry against the woman, and went away to make war with the rest of her seed, those keeping the commands of God, and having the testimony of Jesus Christ.